clears the ball back over to teammate Snodgrass. Stefan and Snodgrass have really been doing a magnificent job of rebounding here this evening. A cross-court pass comes into means. Underhand pass on the right side into Bauer. Bauer stands, holds onto the ball, waving it above his head. Now he finally gets the pass over on the right side to Stefan. In the corner it comes to Snodgrass. Back over to Stefan. Just standing, holding onto it. A big fella, 6 feet, 5 inches tall. And Rod Fletcher comes out to challenge now. Stefan fires a pass into Carey. Clock again ticking away those seconds. A minute, or rather 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play. And Michigan State leads by 5 points, 35 to 30. Stefan stands on holding the ball. Now he fires it back into Bauer. Bauer back out in front court now to Means. Michigan State going into a stall early in the ballgame now. Bounce pass on the post and to Carey back over the right side to Bauer. Broken up in there. There's a big lunge for the ball. It's picked up by Jim Bredar. Bredar clears the ball. Fires it out on the right side into Rod Fletcher. Long pass down court into Beach. Beach takes one end of it. It's up in the air. Rolls off. No good. A tip-in shot by Baumgartner is good. Let's wait and see if they count the basket. Yes, the basket is good. And the score is 35 to 32. Baumgartner was fouled and he has a chance to pick up another point here. Max Baumgartner has the free throw coming for Illinois. The Michigan State lad didn't put his arm up in the air, so we don't know who that foul was on. The free throw by Baumgartner rolls off, out no good. It's rebounded by Sonny Means, who falls down to the court, but still managed to pass clear over to Snodgrass. A long pass down to Bauer. Bauer puts the ball over his shoulder into Snodgrass. Back into Bauer in the corner. Now back out on the front court to Snodgrass. It's 35-32 in favor of Michigan State over Illinois. Dribbling with the ball to Snodgrass. Pass comes in the center of the court. Now to Means. Means is tied up by Beach. They call for a jump ball. They'll jump it up directly in the middle of the court. Sonny Means of Michigan State against Ted Beach of Illinois. 9 minutes, 45 seconds to play. Michigan State 35, Illinois 32. Jump ball between 5'11", Means, 6'2", Beach. The ball up in the air, tipped over to Fletcher. Fletcher clears it, passes down the right side into Baumgartner. Back in the middle of the court to Bredar. Down to Sunderlich. Sunderlich gets past one man, bats the ball back over to Bredar, takes the one in the push shot, it's up, hits the rim, bounces off, no good. Rebounded by Bauer. Bauer ran right into Stefan, knocks the ball away, but it's picked up by Carey. A long bounce pass down to Means. Means in the corner, holding onto a long cross-court pass, is knocked away by Beach. Sonny Means spotted a sleeper underneath the basket. That was Bauer, and Beach leaped high in the air to box the ball away from Bauer and knocked it out of bounds. Michigan State bringing it in. Long looping pass way back out of the front court. Taken off here by Jim Snodgrass, dribbling around. Snodgrass brings the ball up in the middle of the court. It's still a three-point difference. Michigan State leading by three. On the post, McCary feeds out on the right side to Stefan. Takes the one at a push shot up. Hits the rim. No good. Rebounded by Rod Fletcher. Fletcher brings the ball off, and the ball's knocked away from Fletcher. They two-timed him that time. Brought off by Carey. It jumps out from the corner, but Carey scores. Carey scores in a nice push shot from the corner, and it's Michigan State 37 and Illinois 32. 8 minutes and 45 seconds remaining to be played. A long bounce pass down to Baumgartner. The ball is knocked away by Carey and knocked out of bounds. Beach will pass it in for Illinois. Now, one of the referees goes over to the Michigan State manager and asks for another basketball. Apparently, that had some dirt on it, so they're passing it in. It comes into Sunderlich, goes up on a one-hander. It's up in the air, out, no good. And they call a foul here against Sonny Means of Michigan State. And according to all calculations, that should be foul number 5 on Means. Let's wait and see. One free throw coming up to Don Sunderlich. Apparently, it isn't. The shot's up in the air, and it's good. He was fouled in the act of shooting. This will be his second attempt. No, apparently that's only 4 personal fouls on Sonny Means. Here comes the next one. It's also good. Sunderlich made both free throws good, and it's 37 to 34 now. 37 to 34 in favor of Michigan State over Illinois. Foul was called on Means, so now he has at least 4. We know that for sure. Means on the right side hooks the pass in the post and carry. The ball knocked away from him by Beach, and they call a foul on Beach. A foul on Ted Beach. That's Ted's third personal tonight. Walking in there to shoot the free throw is Carey. Bob Carey of Michigan State has one free throw coming. The Spartans 37 and the Illini 34. 8 minutes, 30 seconds to play in the game. And Michigan State leads by 3. They have a chance to make it 4 if Carey can make the free throw. He dips low. The underhand shot in the air. It's good. It is a 4-point lead. 38 to 34 with Michigan State holding the advantage. Bredar passes down to Don Sunderlich. And a push pass comes into Rod Fletcher. Bats the ball behind his back over to Bredar. Jump shot by Jim. It's up in the air. Off no good. It's fought for and finally taken off underneath there by Rod Fletcher. Clears the ball. Moves it back out to Bredar. Jump pass comes over in the corner to Fletcher. Takes the one in. It's no good. A tip-in shot by Max Baumgartner. No good. Rebounded by Carey. The ball slapped away from Carey, but Snodgrass picks it up. Now Beach is down on the one-man press trying to bother Snodgrass. But he doesn't bother him too much because Snodgrass passes clear over to Bauer. On the right side, it comes back over to Jim Snodgrass once again of Michigan State. They lead 38-34 over Illinois. Down the right side, it comes into Steffen. Back out in the front court, it comes to Snodgrass. Standing, holding on to it. A two-handed push pass down to Steffen. Holding on to it. A pass way across court over to Carey. Takes the one-handed push out. It's up in the air. Rolls off. No good. Taken off by Max Baumgartner now, who clears the ball. Gets past two men. Carey is giving him a little trouble, but Baumgartner managed to pass clear now into Rod Fletcher. Comes down in the middle, wheeling over the right side. Now back over to Max Baumgartner. Takes a long one-hander. It's up in the air. Hits the rim. Way, way short. Out. No good. And plenty taken off in there by Bauer. Bauer over in the middle of the court, where the ball is finally brought down by Means. Means standing, holding on to it. When a push pass comes down the left side into Bauer. Gets past Ted Beach from the free throw line. Passed out on the side to Snodgrass, taking a two-handed set shot. Hits the rim out, no good. Rebounded by Jim Bredar. Down the right side into Don Sunderlead. A bounce pass long. Cross-court pass over to Max Baumgartner. Rises in for a setup shot, and he missed it. Baumgartner missed the setup shot, and the ball's funny. Taken off now by Snodgrass. Snodgrass down the right side, comes in the middle. 7 minutes to play in the game, and it's 38-34. Two-handed push pass comes in the middle now into Sonny Means. Back with the right side. The ball taken away from Snodgrass by Ted Beach. Here comes Beach down in a two-on-one proposition. Drives in, pass off underneath to Sunderlead. He scores in a setup. Sunderlead racing in, taking a nice pass from Ted Beach, and scores 38-36. And here comes Bob Peterson back into the Illinois lineup. Beach had apparently fouled out in the first half, but he's coming back in for some more play right now. The whole Michigan State team went up and shook hands with Peterson, and the buzzer sounded about the same time, so that's the reason we had supposed that Peterson had fouled out of the ball game. We still have him listed for 5 personal fouls, but apparently we're off on one of them. This is an official timeout for the score now, while Jim Snodgrass is over there to check on these personal fouls. He's way across court. We're on the west side here with the over to the right side. The south basket is to our right and the north basket to our left. It's Michigan State 38 and Illinois 36 as timeout has just been called by the officials.
Here's an important thought for you men slated for military service. Select a service of your own choice. Right now, while you still have a choice, select the service that selects its men, the United States Marines.
All right, the officials have it all straightened out right now, and Michigan State will bring the ball down court, passing into Snodgrass. It comes in the middle of the court, taken off by Sonny Means. Illinois two-timing in that time, and Sunderlead and Bredar tried to get the ball away from Means, but this time it's Illinois fouling. Sonny Means will shoot the free throw. The foul called on Jim Bredar of Illinois. Shooting the free throw is Sonny Means. Means has the free throw coming up now for Michigan State. He's shooting at the north basket to our left. Here it is. It's up, rolls around, and finally drops through. 39-36. Michigan State leads by 3. Down the right side comes Sunderlead. Drives over the corner, hooks it back out in front of Rod Fletcher on the post into Peterson. The ball knocked away by Carey, and Carey bumps right into Jim Bredar, and they call a foul on Carey of Michigan State. And there goes the buzzer. That might be 5 fouls. They're sticking their hands up there across the way. We're in a glass-enclosed booth. Maybe that's the reason you're not able to hear some of the buzzer signals in the background. We have the rear door of this broadcasting booth open, so we hope some of it seeps through. There goes Bob Carey out of the ball game. 5 fouls. He's out of there. This is the big hand he received. Leif Carlson will go in and take his place. Bob Carey just fouled out for Michigan State. Leif Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, standing 6'2" tall. Blonde-haired kid, 20 years old, a junior from East Lansing, playing in front of the hometown folks tonight. Goes in to replace the fouled out Bob Carey. Michigan State 39 and Illinois 36 with 7 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the game. Here's Jim Bredar standing down there at the free throw line over to our right. The two-handed set shot is up in the air. It's out, no good. It's taken off by Snodgrass. Illinois' inability to hit from the foul circle has certainly hurt them tonight. Pass comes down the left side into Dick Means. Means dribbles back out in the front court. Bredar races past him and fouls him. Bredar trying to take the ball away from Means, fouled him. Another foul on Jim Bredar. And Means will have a chance to make a 4-point lead here, a 4-point spread for the Spartans if he can make it good. 39-36 to score. Mean steps in there and throws that green mark. Green foul lane mark. There's a one-handed push shot. It's up in the air. Hits the rim. Bounces off. No good. Carlson rebounds. Turns around. Here's his jump shot. It's up in the air. It's good. A jump shot. A 10-footer from the middle. Scores by Carlson. Off of the boards. And it's 41-36. Illinois trails now by 5 points. Centerleach passes down to Beach. Beach back over to Centerleach. Down the right side into Jim Bredar. 6 minutes to play. Bredar's jump shot out, no good. Ball is fought for and finally taken off by Michigan State's Bauer. He rebounds, pass over to Snodgrass. On the left side, it comes down to Means now. Means speeds up his dribbling, starts to go in, can't get away a shot. Back over to Bauer, pushes in the one-hander, it's up, out, no good. Rebounded by Bredar. He clears the ball now for Illinois, comes down in the middle. Stops, gives off to Don Centerleach, gets past one man, goes in for a shot, it's up, out, no good. And they call a foul. It's against Michigan State, and the fans are really irate about this. That foul called on Ray Steffen, and two free throws coming up to Don Centerleach. The foul, the fans are really up in the air about that last foul called on Ray Steffen. We have him listed for four personal fouls. Here comes the first of two by Centerleach. It's up, it rims and comes out no good. Don's been having a tough time tonight from that foul line. This will be his next shot. He has a total of 10 points so far. He makes the next one, and it's 41-37. Centerleach made the second free throw. The ball brought down by Michigan State Snodgrass, passing the right side into Means, driving down the right side. Moving around, now he passes down to Carlson, standing, holding the ball above his head. 41-37, Illinois trails by 4 points. There's a jump shot by Carlson up, it's good! And Carlson, the boy that came in for the fouled-out carry, has looked sensational out there. 43-37. Illinois down by 6 points now, and the clock shows 5 minutes and 15 seconds. Here comes Centerleach taking a long one hander. It's out, no good. Rebounded by Peterson. Peterson hands off to Bredar. Darts past one man in the corner. It's a dead beat. Fires one hander, and he scores! That's Ted Beach. Firing went in right on the line and dropping through. It's 43-39. Now the pass comes down the left side of the court into Sonny Means, and Means is tied up, and they caught a foul. A foul against Bredar, again of Illinois. Personal foul number three. Illinois trying desperately now to get the ball away from Michigan State. And the free throw is awarded to Sonny Means, M-E-A-N-S. Sonny Means, a 5'11" junior guard from Saginaw, Michigan, playing a fine game tonight. 43-39 the score, Illinois behind by four. Here's the free throw out, no good. The ball is tipped out of bounds, and the officials are giving it out of bounds to Illinois. Passing in is Bredar. Bredar passes down the right side of the court into Don Centerleach. Here comes Jim Schultz getting ready to go in the ball game for Illinois. Pass down the corner to Ted Beach. Takes the one-hander. It's way, way wide out. No good. Rebounded by Carlson of Michigan State. He clears the ball. Bats the ball over to Spartan teammate Bauer. And he comes past the right side. The ball's taken away from Bauer by Fletcher. There goes Fletcher in the layup shot. He scores. And it's 43-41 now. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play. And Michigan State trying to protect a two-point lead. Carlson down the right sideline for the Spartans. Dribbling with the ball. Now he dribbles over the right side. Bredar is chasing Carlson. He gets past one man, still dribbling with the ball, wheeling over the right side, and he falls down, trying to pass off to someone, fires the ball clear. Over the right side now, taken off by Snodgrass. It's 43-41. Illinois trails by two. The ball knocked away by Fletcher. There goes Fletcher again in the layup shot. He goes up, and he scores, and the ball game is tied, 43-43. Rod Fletcher stole the ball twice in a row and bored in there with some good layup shots to tie the ball game at 43-43, and here comes Jim Schulten to line up with 3 minutes left to play in the basketball game, and timeout has been called by Michigan State. We'll take a timeout, too, of 35 seconds. The score, Michigan State 43, and Illinois 43. Jim Schultz, a sophomore from Dundee, has now gone to the Illinois lineup. That gives Illinois a lineup of Schultz, Sunderledge, Beach, Fletcher, and Peterson. For Michigan State, in the closing minutes of this hectic battle, it'll be Gordy Stauffer who's now in that lineup. S-T-A-U-F-F-E-R, Gordon Stauffer. He's a good man, they claim, according to the Michigan State fans, on a press defense. He's quick and alert.